With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking once again now with Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt. And coach, welcome back, and congratulations. Things are going pretty damn well.
I can't be happier with an undefeated start, so we're looking forward to continuing on and playing hopefully at a high level.
You know, coach, before we do the interview about your team, in general, we were just talking a little while ago. We saw, I didn't know Channel 5 was doing a high five again. Tell me about what happened tonight with your players.
It was just a great opportunity to really get the word out there about a thing that our kicker, Dom Scalise, is doing for research into stillborns and helping pregnant women understand movements, and they call it kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Before anything bad, hopefully find things that are wrong before it's too late. And every time Dom makes a kick, donations are made toward that fund. And it's really something that Dom holds close to his heart. He shared very personal moments with us that he actually had a stillborn sibling that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really something that's really important to him. And a lot of us didn't even know he was involved in it until, I think the second or third game of the year when he started breaking the records. And then he started sharing that with us. And Channel 5 got word of it and came out to the high school and had the captains and Dom and did a nice story on the things that he's been doing this year in his career at PBI, as well as the fundraiser that he does for a good cause.
You know, Mark, you're so involved and so emotionally involved with your kids over the years, as most coaches are, it's that extra thing like that that makes you realize, boy, there are some really good people in the world.
We tell our kids that all the time in practice. I mention it almost every day. Kids are probably sick of hearing me say it, but it's not just about football. You know, for us and my coaching staff, it's more about being good students, being good people, becoming pillars of your community, giving back to your community, giving back to those who aren't as lucky as you, and then it's football.
Mm-hmm.
And, so far the football's been successful. More importantly to me, we're doing progress reports in school, seeing how the kids are doing in school. The ones that are struggling, we're getting them some help, and really pushing forward the fact that, it's you're a student-athlete. We're not the pros. You're a student athlete, and the bigger thing is, if football is used as a vehicle to get you to go to a college that maybe you wouldn't have gotten into if you didn't play football, then it's done its job. And we use it all the time with our guys. And the more kids we can get playing college football, it's just better for me because I know they're going to college.
Well, Mark, the thing of it is the community aspect of it also, whether you go to college or not. And it was so evident. Matt Williams did a story on your game with Gloucester, and he talked about this kid Patton, and the dad, and the community aspect of it is where you're both adults now. You guys knew each other as kids, and then you have the younger kids. It's just a great story.
Yep, and it's really what this is all about. It's what high school sports is supposed to be all about. Sometimes people lose track of that.
You don't let us lose track of that, Coach, and I appreciate that. All right, listen, let me ask you a little bit about the Gloucester game, because they played you guys pretty tough. You came out on the W again, and you're well on your way, but maybe a little reflection on the Gloucester game.
I just have a lot of respect for Dan O'Connor. He's done a great job with that program. Every year they get better. And we talked after the game. He said, that's the best our team has played all year. And I thank them for having it against us. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm a huge fan of Gloucester. I'm a huge fan of Winthrop. I'm a huge fan of Salem. The only time I don't like those schools is when we're playing against them. They have great pride. They have great tradition. They have tough kids. And the world isn't right if schools like that aren't doing well. And to see them getting better and better year in and year out just makes me happy. Makes me feel like that the hard work does pay off. Seeing it in Salem, seeing it in Winthrop, seeing it now in Gloucester, makes me feel good about what we're doing here.
Everything is sort of cyclical in a sense, especially in high school, because there are ups and downs. But I want to ask you, Coach, it's been a a steady climb for you. And I know how much pride you take in the community, win or lose. But maybe a little reflection on how your team had, or how you have helped build, rebuild that program, get it back to where you wanted it to be. Because, you know, for years, Peabody just dominated the GBL, and we used to do the Beverly Peabody games. And, you know, it was the three yards in a cloud of dust type thing. But you have, since we first known you, you've made an effort to say, okay, we want to play with pride for Peabody football. So a little reflection on, Coach, on maybe your years at Peabody High School to where you are right now.
Well, I mean, when I first took over, a lot of times people forget, you know, Peabody High was 0-10. You know, when I took the program over in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of hit rock bottom. And my philosophy was, I'm going to bring it back the traditional way. Like you said, pound and ground. Just go out there and you know, man on man and fight for every yard. And then as I started coaching longer, the next few, couple of years, you know, I was lucky to have Dougie, lucky to have some good players. And I started to see and realize that's just not the way they're playing football anymore. And, you know, adjusting to that spread and mm-hmm. finding the right people to come in and help our program learn how to run that spread, and looking at our personnel and saying, you know, we've got to make a change. We don't have the 300-pound linemen and the big monster tailbacks like we used to. Now we have a lot of those hybrid kids that, you know, they can play receiver and can play running back, can play DB and play outside linebacker. We need to change what we're doing here. And I brought in coaches that understood that and bought into what I believe in. And, you know, so far it's been working very well.
Coach, you coach so much in so many different areas. How do you keep up with what's going on in football? Because it requires, clinics. It requires reading. It requires watching videos. How do you fit that in with football?
Football is a year-round job. And I think a lot of people don't realize the work that goes in the off-season. You know, the coaches' clinics that we go to, not just me, my assistant coaches. I'm a big fan, and there shouldn't be a Coach of the Year award. It should be Coaching Staff of the Year award.
Mm-hmm.
Because one guy can't do it all. There's too much there. How do I do it? I go to my clinics. I listen to my coaches. You know, we all have input in what goes on. I am not a dictator by any stretch of the imagination. I don't say yes all the time, but I like to give guys chances to try different things. And, you know, with Scott Therrien and Matt O'Brien, I've kind of said, hey, guys, throw it out there. Let's see what works. You know, defensively, you know, Justin Powers, I said, Justin, I believe in you. If you want to try something, don't be afraid to try it. If it doesn't work, we'll adjust. And letting them be, you know, free thinkers and go out there and try different things and not be afraid to you know, try something different.
All right, a couple of other things, Coach, before we get to this week's game. You have repeatedly talked about the offense. You wanted them to improve. I don't want to say it needed improvement, but you wanted them to improve. And right now, the offense has scored 214 points. The defense has allowed 63. So maybe you could give me a quick report card on offense, defense, and special teams.
Our defense has really been carrying us through the first seven games. They show up every Friday night. They show up even on the Thursday night against Winthrop. I mean, they show up and they play tough brand of football. The adjustments that they're able to make at halftime have been outstanding. Our defense gets a straight A. Our offense, you know, again, with the losses that we had, everyone thought we were going to be a 500 team. And I love the way that our guys, you know, especially guys like Alex Silver and Eli Batista, the way they've embraced, like, hey, we're still here. And, you know, adjusting with a sophomore quarterback, we understood that there were going to be growing pains and there was going to be a process here and a learning curve. And everyone's been patient, and Luke has done a phenomenal job. Luke Maglione's done a phenomenal job of getting a little better every week, making better decisions, making better reads, to the point where now I feel like Luke's going to take the field Friday night confident.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing. He's playing as an opposing quarterback in Grimes. That's a very good quarterback who's now, he's in his senior year. I remember when he was a sophomore, you know, watching film and seeing the mistakes that he made as a sophomore. You don't see those mistakes now when I watch the film of him as a senior. And I think Luke understands that, that his job is to get better. He doesn't have to win the games. He just has to get better and make the right decisions and churn out first downs and don't let the game get too big for him. Stay within his means, do his job, and be the offensive leader that a quarterback has to be without putting too much pressure on himself. We have enough weapons that, you know, he can relax and just focus on what his job is, and the offense is going to get better.
Okay, and we know special teams are unto themselves. We've talked about that over the course of the last few weeks, and that Channel 5 special is really cool about Scalise. And he is so accurate and such a powerful weapon. Before we go to turn to Salem, Coach, finally, I'm asking coaches this week if you could maybe mention an offensive or defensive lineman that maybe we haven't talked about so much, who you, in your eyes, has really, maybe not is the star of the game, but has improved either technique-wise or just, you know, strategically and working hard each day. Some kid who's just working and doing a good job.
Well, our offensive line is the same offensive line we had last year. We're very lucky to have that. All five starters returned. If there's one kid that I would say has kind of overcome a little bit of adversity, it would be our center. You know, Mark Clanton broke his leg early in the season, had to sit out, I think, four or five weeks, where he had to, you know, get himself healthy. And now he's back in our lineup. And if he kind of brought that continuity back, I think Jackson O'Brien as a junior did a phenomenal job of filling in. Obviously, we won every game. But I think if you had to bring an offensive lineman into this, it would probably be the recovery of Mark Clanton from his injury and getting back into the lineup and, you know, playing at a high level. And the defensive line, you know, we had Matty Mastrocola being a presence in the middle of our defensive line. Joey Tebow being that change of pace defensive lineman that causes teams headaches. Just when they think they have Mastrocola caged, we put Joey in there and Joey runs wild. So there's just a couple of different aspects we have. I'm very happy with the play of Corey Dooley, a sophomore that's gone out there and done a great job. And that's not taking anything away from, you know, Alex Jackson's our best two-way lineman. He does a great job on offense, a great job on defense. He is the backbone of that defensive line. But between Matty and Joey and Corey, we've got a nice mix of guys in there that we run a three front. If we run a four front, we can do different speed out of both of those fronts and cause offensive lines to kind of get confused at times, which is the whole point of having the heavy guys versus the quick guys. And having different stunts and different blitzes with those packages.
I love when you talk about it, and I love to promote the kids, up front in the trenches. When I first started radio, Tony Marino was an assistant coach at Gloucester High School, and I was trying to learn how to broadcast. And he said, "Well, you know, follow the ball. Just keep your eye on the ball." And I've never gotten away from that. So I don't have the eye that coaches have. And to see, you know, when you point out something, what these kids do and how hard they work, they don't get enough credit unless you're a parent. If you're a parent, you see your son going out there and doing that stuff. So I appreciate your mentioning those kids. Let's go to Salem now.
Very good, very, very good football team. Every film I've watched, I'm impressed. They have a nucleus of kids who have come up from youth football all the way up to the level that they're at now. I'm happy for every one of those kids because I've played against them. And I can't say a bad thing about one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all great kids, from Grimes to Rocco to Ortiz. I mean, they're a group of great, great kids. And I'm happy for the success that they've had. Like I said at the beginning, there's only one day I don't like them, and it's when we play them.
Yeah.
This is the year I'm rooting for Salem. I want to see Salem do well. You know, to this day, I still have a lot of very good friends from Salem that I played against, later in life played with, that I realized I hated them in high school because they were me. We were exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, Salem's a hard-nosed town, and this should be a really fun night Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. It's a home game, right?
Oh, we're in Salem.
Oh, you're at Salem. Okay, at Bertram. All right. Oh, God, during Halloween? Oh, my God.
Halloween weekend. Why not?
Good luck on that one. Oh, geez. Oh, my Lord. Okay, finally, Coach, I just want to mention the latest power rankings are out. You guys are in a good position. The only thing I have issue with the D2 standings, I see CM and Bishop Fee in there, and I just get like, okay, that's there's something wrong with that. That's all I can say.
Well, the thing you can see, it's so blatant, is look at last year's D2 power ranking. Mm-hmm. And look at how many teams were in D2. And then look at this year and see how many teams left D2.
Yeah,
it's remarkable to see Mansfield gone, to see Milford gone, to see Leominster gone, to see Westford Academy gone, to see some of the really good Division II teams that were there last year that have bowed out of Division II because of the likes of CM.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame. We have 22 teams now in Division II.
Yeah.
By far the smallest division in high school football. And a lot of that is because of the powerhouse that CM is. And I'll tell you right now, I've never been a St. John's Prep fan because that's the way I was brought up in my Coach Miz days. But I was a St. John's Prep fan last Saturday. That was a great, great game. I was very happy. And Coach St. Pierre and his guys, that was an awesome, awesome win. The two times I've been a fan of St. John's Prep was last year's Super Bowl against Springfield and Saturday when they played CM.
Yeah, we got to roll for the. We have to root for the locals, even though we're Publix. Did you watch? Did you see the game?
I couldn't bring myself to go, but I did watch it.
Yeah, I watched it on live streaming, and what a hell of a football game. That was fantastic.
It was fun to watch.
Coach, listen, this is fun talking with you. I appreciate it, and your enthusiasm, your positivity for all kids. I appreciate that. Good luck this week. Good luck this week, and hopefully we'll talk again next week, Mark.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. That's Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.